Tuesday morning here in Wisconsin. This is Up North News. I'm Pat Kreitlow. We talked to several folks yesterday, a couple from the legislature, one's a candidate for legislature, and there were some common themes about Republican obstruction, the things that could be getting done in Wisconsin but aren't because, well, Republicans are home on a 10-month paid vacation. The legislators, who are full-time and they get a full-time salary, gaveled their session out at the end of February roughly and said, that's it, that'll do it, that's a year for us, when there's still so much that can be done, especially with a budget surplus. It's not like we want you to come back because we need you to cut things because things are so dire. No, Wisconsin's economy is rebounding nicely, thanks in large part to decisions that Governor Tony Evers has been making. And so the state currently has an estimated $5 billion with a B budget surplus. But there is a heist in the making. Republicans are sitting on it, squandering it, not putting it to use for Wisconsin families, schools, roads, natural resources, business. Because come January, if Tim Michaels is governor instead, they will shovel most of that money toward tax cuts geared toward the wealthiest of Wisconsinites rather than investing it in Wisconsin. I mean, it's like the stock buybacks we talked about yesterday, a corporation that will take a mountain of money from profits and instead of reinvesting in its employees and its infrastructure, will give it back to shareholders, which isn't its primary duty. As much as they want to say otherwise, you're there to make something. You're there in a community doing something. That's what the state is probably going to do with this. In the meantime, there are decisions that legislators could be making that they are flat out refusing to make. For example, spending money that already exists, spending that only needs essentially I don't want to call it a rubber stamp, but it can't be spent until the legislature's Joint Finance Committee holds a vote and says, yes, you can go ahead and spend this. And we talked yesterday about the delays in occupational licenses and other things that, again, there's $36 million already set aside to improve the licensing situation in Wisconsin for a lot of small business owners. But the legislature won't spend the money. Just sitting on it because it feeds into their narrative that government is broken. And, you know, therefore you either cut something or more likely you privatize it when in fact you're simply being derelict in your duties. Well, imagine the surprise of many when a press release came out yesterday afternoon from Governor Evers and State Attorney General Josh Call, who slammed the Republicans on the Joint Finance Committee for delaying a plan that would use part of Wisconsin's $31 million in the national prescription opiate litigation settlement to combat the state's opioid epidemic. These are funds that were awarded as part of an agreement that Attorney General Josh Call and others in other states entered into with pharmaceutical companies to settle the state's legal claims. The state received its first $6 million payment on July 29th to begin using immediately, and the remaining $25 million is expected by the end of the calendar year. So Governor Evers had signed a bill that paved the way for the funds to flow through communities throughout Wisconsin to address the ongoing opioid epidemic, and it requires, you know, that the Department of Health Services receive 30% of the allotment, and counties and municipalities would get the remaining 70%. This was all agreed to by the Republicans running the Joint Finance Committee in November of last year. So under that law, the Department of Health Services is required to submit a plan for how the state is going to use its share of the funds. And then the Joint Finance Committee has a 14-day passive review period. And if no objection is raised by somebody on the Joint Finance Committee, the plan is considered, you know, approved. During the 14-day period, however, says a press release from Governor Evers, a member may object to the item, and Joint Finance Committee members can function anonymously. So yesterday, a member of the Joint Finance Committee anonymously objected to the state's plan to immediately use the available settlement funds to combat the state's opioid epidemic. As it's publicly known that no Democratic committee member objected, the objection could only have been raised by a Republican. And it is not the first time Republicans on the committee have come under fire for using their objection process to delay the use of funds. Governor Evers says that Wisconsinites across the state have felt firsthand the effects of the opioid epidemic on their loved ones, their friends, their neighbors. These families and communities need these funds right now and get resources to people who need help. For these legislators, or just one legislator, to turn their backs on the people of Wisconsin, especially given the increase in substance misuse and the mental and behavioral health challenges our state is facing today, simply defies logic. Wisconsin communities, writes Attorney General Josh Call, need this funding right now. The State Department of Justice fought hard and continues to bring the fight to combat the opioid epidemic, and there is no good reason for Republican legislators to stand in the way of getting funds that have already been distributed to save lives. The release from the governor's office says the opioid crisis in Wisconsin began in the late 90s with an almost 900% increase in opioid overdose deaths between 1999 and 2018. In 2020, the state saw a record high of 1,227 opioid-related overdose deaths. The state has seen a surge in part due to the coronavirus pandemic, drugs laced with synthetic substances like fentanyl, and the use of multiple substances. So the state does have an all-hands-on-deck approach to addressing the epidemic through state and federal dollars. This settlement allows the state to do even more, faster, but a Republican or Republicans on the Joint Finance Committee have blocked it. And I cannot think of any reason. I'm being about as sincere as I can. What reason could there possibly be? There is a plan. The legislators said, write a plan. You can't just have it willy-nilly. They wrote a plan. So if you're going to object, then maybe you should have to, A, say who you are, and B, say why. But Luke, this is, we are puzzled.
It's politics. They can't give the governor or the attorney general a single win, whether it's an election year or anything. They just, the Republicans in the state of Wisconsin, and now anonymously on the Joint Finance Committee, have had this strategy since 2018. The lame legislation that they passed with outgoing Governor Scott Walker to sign it, to strip that is the basis for this entire thing. The fact that the Joint Finance Committee has to sign off on a settlement agreement with the Wisconsin Attorney General. Brad Schimmel did not have to do that when he was the Attorney General.
Right.
Brad Schimmel refused to even join these lawsuits so that the state of Wisconsin could receive the payments from the opioid manufacturers that overprescribed and worked with doctors and marketing to make it sound like the drugs that they were pushing were safe for Wisconsinites and Americans to take to address their pain. And they were highly addictive. And so across the board, this is politics at its worst. And I don't understand, I guess, how this isn't a stronger, like, Republicans need to be branded with this. I think it's ludicrous that they can object anonymously on the Joint Finance Committee as well. That's something
especially
else.
Especially when you consider this is the party that used to be all against what were called earmarks. And especially when those could be done anonymously, as I know from my time in the legislature, when you could put in a request for, you know, money to be spent on this or that. And if it was something you were, you know, obviously proud of, you didn't do it anonymously, but you still could. And yet, for all their talk about transparency, they're being awfully not transparent about blocking money that would go toward a plan that has been done. The recommendations in the plan include making immediate investments in harm reduction, increasing the availability of Narcan and fentanyl test strips around the state, investing in new and updated treatment facilities, enhancing data collection and surveillance, providing funds for tribal nations to address the dramatic increase in opioid overdose deaths, and establishing family support centers to provide information, education, and healthy coping skills while building resiliency for family and friends of people with substance use disorder. If there were anything that were bipartisan, and by the way, there's a lot of things that should be bipartisan, you know, rural broadband, for example. But if anything, something like this that saves lives, there is simply no reason besides politics. And like you said, Luke, giving the governor and the attorney general a quote unquote win. Well, the way to not give them a win is to put yourself up there with them and say, we did this. We did this. Democrats and Republicans came together and did it.
That would show that government was working, though, Pat. And if your entire philosophy is that government doesn't work, then you don't want that either. Win-win solutions aren't win-win when you don't want to show that the government can win.
It's funny because, yes, they won't do that. And they also won't compromise, because to them, compromise is a sign of weakness. So it really is just about win at any cost. Win, even if you're in the minority, even if you don't get the most votes, and if that means certain, you know, Democratic with a small D, certain norms go by the wayside, not to mention civility and restraint, that's all in the name of the game that they're playing. And again, this is classic treating politics like a game, when you would allow opioid overdoses to continue just to make this point. And I guarantee you this money will be approved right after January 3rd, or whenever the legislature decides to end their vacation and come back into session. The money will be approved, even if Governor Evers is reelected, because at that point, early in the session, you're as far away from the next election as you can get. You then go for, you know, whatever little bipartisan wins you can get. But to refuse any kind of bipartisanship just because you're in the election year is such a sign of smallness. And I would hope that the Republicans on the Joint Finance Committee and Republican legislators overall would be grilled on this in whatever community you're in. Ask them if they approve of this holding back of opioid funds. Ask them if they approve of the Gableman investigation, even though there was no fraud in 2020. Ask them if they really deserve to be on a 10-month paid vacation. This is Up North News. We'll be back in a bit.